Okay, the next technique combines assumption and seller second mortgage. This technique involves assuming an existing loan on the property and taking out a second loan with the seller for the balance. When you assume a mortgage, you take on the seller's obligation to pay. Accordingly, you must be certain to understand the terms of the mortgage in the note that you're assuming. The interest rate, outstanding balance, and the loan terms are major factors in determining your cash flow or resale profit. When you assume a loan, you inherit the seller's loan terms, whether they're good or bad. Obviously, this technique works best when the seller's mortgage has a desirable fixed interest rate with no impending rate increase or balloon payment due. The seller might or might not be released from the responsibility of paying on the loan, depending on whether your assumption is qualified or unqualified. If your assumption is qualified, the lender will likely review your credit and income. If the lender does not qualify you to replace the seller, you may still be able to assume the loan. However, the lender will not release the seller from the responsibility to pay on the debt. In other words, if you default, the lender will seek to recover from both you and the seller. In any case, with an assumption, you avoid many of the loan costs that are customarily charged when you create a new loan. The second component of this technique involves obtaining seller financing for the balance of the purchase price. The two mortgages you create cover the entire purchase price. You may offer a seller the upper end of the property's value to encourage flexibility. For this technique, the situation is that you want to buy a property that has an assumable mortgage without using a down payment. The seller is flexible and willing to take a second mortgage on the property for the balance. The sources are an institutional or private lender and the seller. The strategy is to assume the seller's first mortgage and give the seller a second mortgage for the balance of the purchase price, the seller's equity. Let's take a look at an example. Assume you find a home on the market for $150,000 that has an existing assumable mortgage of $75,000. The seller is willing to finance a portion of the purchase price. The seller is more concerned with getting his or her full asking price than receiving cash at closing. To use this technique, you would first, assume a $75,000 mortgage on the property. Second, offer the seller a second mortgage for the balance of the purchase price, which is $75,000. In this case, you end up with two mortgages, the assumed first mortgage and the second mortgage given to the seller, but you have purchased the property with no money down.